Hey K-pop fans, welcome to Journeys Through K-pop. Are you a new fan who's not sure what groups to check out first? Or are you a seasoned listener on the lookout for new groups? Do you just like hearing the ups and downs of all kinds of groups? My name is Zange. I used to be overwhelmed with the sheer amount of K-pop groups and soloists that are out there. I only stuck to listening to a couple of groups that I knew I liked and didn't bother to branch out. I just thought there were way too many options out there. However, I was eventually able to branch out because of recommendations I got from friends. They were tailored to me and the genres of music I already knew I liked, so once I knew what I was looking for, finding new groups on my own was a breeze. In this podcast, you will get recommendations of different K-pop groups and songs based on genres that you may already be familiar with. You'll also learn some of the history behind each group and where they are today. So, let's dive in! Welcome back to another episode of Journeys Through K-Pop. Today we are going to be covering Stray Kids. So, Stray Kids is a boy group under JYP Entertainment. They are currently made up of 8 members, with those members being Bangchan, Lino, Changbin, Hyunjin, Han, Felix, Seungmin, and IN. There were formerly made of 9 members. The 9th member, Woojin, debuted with the group but left in 2019. And something unique about this group is that many of their songs are self-produced, either wholly or partially, by a unit called 3 Racha, made up of Bangchan, Hangbin, and Han. These three either take whole credit or partial credit for lyrics and composition. Arrangement is usually done by people outside of the group. But interestingly enough, this unit started out releasing mixtapes on SoundCloud before Stray Kids debuted. And even after they debuted, they did still occasionally upload stuff to SoundCloud every once in a while. So, starting off with their pre-debut, before we talk about Stray Kids, we have to talk about Stray Kids. This was actually the name of a reality show that was meant to form this boy group. It started out with all 9 members, but they could be eliminated at points in the show due to challenges. This did happen during the course of the show, so they nearly debuted as 7 members instead of 9. Specifically, Lino and Felix were eliminated during the course of the show, but they were brought back later, near the end of the series, and as a result, Stray Kids was able to debut as 9. Before their official debut, they had a pre-debut EP that released on January 8th, 2018. This was called Mixtape, and it had all of the songs that were performed on this show. Going on to their official, actual debut, this was March 26th, 2018, with the mini album I Am Not and the title track District 9, a bit of a rock influenced track. And this mini album was a moderate success. It placed number 4 on the Gaon charts, which for a debuting group, it's pretty impressive, but keep in mind it is from one of the big 3 companies. So, starting off, we've divided this into 2 eras once again. The first one is talking about their series albums. I'm calling it this because a lot of their earlier releases had albums that like shared a name, kind of. So we have like the I Am series, the Kle, I don't actually know how that's pronounced, series, and the Sang series. And the title tracks from these albums combine EDM and hip-hop influences together, but there's one exception that does lean more rock. But these title tracks are My Pace, I Am You, Miro, Side Effects, Levanter, God's Menu, and Backdoor. So, the rest of 2018, we saw the mini albums I Am Who with the title track My Pace and I Am You with the title track of the same name. Now, in 2019, they released the first album of their Kle series called Kle 1 Miro with the title track Miro. This release was actually in honor of their first anniversary since debuting as a group. And this was also the song that earned them their first music show win. Later that year, they released another mini album, Kle 2, Yellow Wood, with the title track Side Effects. And at some point after this album comes out, Woojin leaves the group. personal reasons are cited for why he left, but to this day, we're not entirely sure what those reasons are. There's been speculations and rumors thrown around, but nothing's been 100% confirmed. And he has since joined another company and debuted as a soloist. Moving on to their final mini album of 2019, Claire Levanter, with the title track Levanter. And this track is more of a rock ballad than anything. This is the one exception to the EDM and hip hop title tracks in this era. Going on to 2020, the first thing that happens for them, their Japanese debut happens. Once again, it is a compilation album of a lot of their songs, but in Japanese. Once again, can't really go into a ton of detail about their Japanese career, but it was met with success, and they're still very successful in that market today. Not quite as successful as in Korea, but that's a bit of a given, and we'll cover more of that success later. Going on to Go Live, this is the group's first full album. Their title track is God's Menu. This became the group's best-selling album at the time, and it really marked a turning point for the group and their popularity. It only goes up from here, pretty much. Later that year, they released a reissue of this album called In Life with the title track Backdoor. And going on, our next era is just 2021 to the present day. They kind of experience an explosion of popularity. In terms of title tracks, it's the same influences for the most part, but they tend to lean more towards trap instead of rock. So if you're into that, you should listen to some of these title tracks. Specifically, we have Thunderous, Maniac, Case 143, S-Class, and La 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 La. I think I said too many laws there, but there's four laws. La 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 La. It's just a bit of a tongue twister, I guess, for me. Anyways, 2021. First thing they do, they participate in Kingdom Legendary War. If you're not familiar with Kingdom or Queendom for that matter, basically they round up all of these really popular groups that are currently debuted and doing activities, and they basically compete to see which one is the best. It started off with Queendom in 2019, and then 2021, Kingdom Legendary War happened, and Stray Kids actually got first place in this show, which gave them a lot of momentum for their next full album called No Easy with the title track Thunderous. And then the last thing of this year is actually not an album or even a mini album. It's a single called Christmas Evil. It's just meant to be a special holiday single, and interestingly enough, this actually has two title tracks. The first one is called Christmas Evil. It musically is very similar and very in line to the other title tracks they have been releasing at this point. Winter Falls is a little different. It's a little more R&B, but it does have some electronic influences, at least. Going on to 2022, we have another mini album, Ordinary, with the title track Maniac, and Maxident with title track Case 143. Now, going on to 2023, their third full album, Five Star, with the title track S-Class. This one's really important because Five Star, the album, actually broke a record at the time for most pre-ordered K-pop album. Their total came in for pre-orders at 5.13 million. That is just an insane and just overall unfathomable number for me. But all credit to Stray Kids, they did it. Now I will say this record was later that year broken by another group called Seventeen, which interestingly enough, they actually held the record before Stray Kids broke it, and then they broke it again later. And their most recent release, a mini album called Rockstar with the title track La 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 La. I think I got four of them that time. Anyways, they are still continuing happily as a group of eight. On occasion, the Unit 3 Racha will perform solo sometimes, but otherwise they're still one whole happy group of eight. And as you can tell by the 5.13 million pre-orders, they've had extreme notability and success in recent years. It's only been going up, so I think their future's looking pretty bright. And they're actually set to perform at Lollapalooza in 2024, which is just huge for them. So I think they're gonna knock it out of the park. Moving on to B-side recommendation time. Interestingly enough, a lot of their B-sides are pretty similar sounding to their title tracks in terms of musical genre. And honestly, a lot of these genres tend to blend into each other anyways. But there are a few very distinct ones that pop out. Can't have a K-pop group without ballads. And my recommendations for these are Gone Away, 24 to 25, and Leave. If you really wanted more rock sounds in their title tracks, they do have a few more rock-inspired B-sides, specifically Waiting for Us, Can't Stop, and Kronosaurus. Now, if you're into Tropical House, they do have quite a few of these, specifically DLC and O. If you're into more of the R&B sound, they have a lot of those, but I've specifically recommended On Track, Collision, and Heroes Soup. Did you think dubstep wouldn't be making another appearance this soon? I sure didn't. But Stray Kids has a dubstep B-side, and it's called Freeze. And they also, interestingly enough, have a trance B-side called Stop. Speaking of which, that's probably a pretty good place to stop with the B-side recommendations. Moving on to our last little bit, my personal favorite song. You may be surprised I didn't talk about this at all earlier, but I'm talking about it now. It is Hellevator. This was technically the title track of their pre-debut EP mixtape. It is actually the first Stray Kids song I listened to because I was supposed to be in a cover of it, but then it kind of fell through, mainly because I was a little bit lazy. Anyways, Hellevator just holds a very special place in my heart because it is the first Stray Kids song that I've listened to. You'll find that is very much a reoccurring theme. Me holding the first songs I've listened to in a very near and dear place in my heart. I promise it's not just the fondness blinds. This song overall just sounds so cool. The raps that are in the song, there's a lot of them, they just give me life. I just really enjoy listening to all these groups and all of these rappers in K-pop tackle these insanely difficult raps, and then I can laugh at myself when I attempt to also do the raps and fail miserably. That is all we have for this episode. Come back next time where we're talking about IZ*ONE. Hey K-pop fans, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take just a moment to leave a review and share it with any friends who might enjoy it. Also, be sure to subscribe to Zange's YouTube channel, Zange DuPont. It makes me so happy to know that you're enjoying this podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. Later!